Ready to stop trading time for money and build a business that can scale? Then you're in good company. This is the Productize Podcast, where I chat with entrepreneurs who've transformed their businesses using the Productize service model. I'm your host, Brian Castle. Want to learn my best strategies for productizing your business? Then get my free crash course by going to productizecourse.com. Now let's get into the show.
Hey, so here's another coaching session, and in this one you're going to hear my conversation with Carlos Gonzalez. So after 8 years of working online for all sorts of clients and doing many different services, Carlos Gonzalez and his partner decided that it was time to productize and niche down and focus on serving one ideal market. And so they launched websforcoaches.com. It's a niche web design service for professional coaches, too dissimilar from what I used to do with Restaurant Engine, which was also a niche web design service. So we talked a little bit about that, and I shared some of my experiences there. But you're going to hear my coaching session with Carlos, and this took place only 1 week after they launched this new business. So in this call, you're going to hear how they decided on the coaching niche, how and why they launched a business targeting the U.S. market, despite Carlos and his partner being based in Spain and Brussels. And then, you know, we went through questions talking about which marketing channels to start with: content marketing, PPC, cold email, warm email, or something else. You know, how to get those first customers. And then we also talked quite a bit about how they can optimize their website and their marketing copy to better speak to a coach's specific pain points. So you're going to hear all that and our back and forth in this coaching session with Carlos. Now, for today's quick tip when it comes to productized services, it's a pretty simple one, and all it is wake up earlier. Now, this can actually go for anything, but as you know, most of these quick tips can. But you know, specifically when we're talking about productized services, typically you're trying to launch one of these things on the side. You know, you're balancing client work or maybe even a full-time job. And as you're going to hear in this interview with Carlos, we talked quite a bit about that, you know, because Carlos and his partner are in that same boat where they're trying to phase out their client work to launch this new business, this productized business. And so the tip is to wake up early. And here's what I mean by that. Try and wake up an hour or two earlier than you already do and get in your work on your new productized service in the very, very early morning hours. And the reason why I think this is really important is, well, for a few reasons. I mean, number one, it kind of prioritizes your focus on the productized service. And obviously, you still need to do your other work or go to your full-time job to kind of pay the bills during that transition phase. But by putting your work on your new business early in the morning, first thing in the morning, it kind of puts that mental priority in place where, you know, this is coming first. This is I'm intentionally making a change here, and we want to do this early in the day. But the other big benefit that I've found personally is, you know, I am much more effective, much more productive. My brain and my creative energy just function much better in the early morning hours. And I mean, even when I just wake up, before I even drink coffee, believe it or not. You know, just getting those creative juices flowing like right out of bed for me, I found to be really, really effective. You know, I work much faster. I come up with better work. So I think that's really important. So when you're balancing this, you know, trying to phase down the client work and the job, a lot of people just default to working on the new business, you know, at during the nights or on weekends. And that's when you've already spent all of that creative energy all day. And you just kind of like want to wind down. So I think it's important to try to just wake up a few extra hours earlier, drink a big glass of water right when you wake up. That hydrates you and it wakes you right up. In many cases, even more than coffee will. So yeah, just give that a try. Wake up earlier and make a lot of progress on your new business early in the day. All right, so we're here on a coaching call here. I'm talking with Carlos Gonzalez. Carlos, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Good to be here.
Great. So you've been going through the Productize course, and you've recently launched your business called Webs for Coaches, and we're going to hear all about that. And you know, typically how I like to start off coaching calls is really me asking you a bunch of questions, just for me to get a little bit of a background of where you're at, a little bit of your backstory with this business, and then we can kind of talk about you know, whatever big questions are on your mind and plot the next steps forward. So
sounds good.
Yeah, so I mean, so far what I see at when I visit websforcoaches.com, I actually see a very nicely designed website. It looks mostly like a one-page kind of long scrolling design, which I like. It gets right to the point. It says Webs for Coaches, so professional and affordable websites for coaches done for you in 1 week. So pretty strong value proposition. I really like how you're targeting a very specific audience, coaches. I guess I'd like to ask you a little bit more about, like, you know, what type of coaches you work with. But I mean, you know, before we even start, like, how would you describe the business?
Well, actually, that what you read, that we do professional websites for coaches in maximum 1 week. And we offer as well some support, like monthly support for maintenance and updates. And hopefully we are going to add with the time some other services more within the marketing space mm-hmm. that we find that those coaches need. But we wanted to first be very clear, have one thing, one proposition, one offer, and then start building from there.
Got it. Kind of expand the services for the same audience. Makes a lot of sense. So can you give me like the story so far? Like when did this start and how did it start and how did you even come into this idea?
Well, it started probably like 8 years ago when I started in the online world.
8 years? you mean you've been doing website design for 8 years?
No, well, I started in this internet world 8 years ago. And then with blogs, and one personal blog, and then another website, and then some friends started asking me to do for them, and then I started creating for clients, and also SEO and advertisement with Google AdWords. So, but with this business, me and my business partner started last year, 2015.
Okay,
so we just launched this past week.
Oh, this past week. So we're currently recording right at the end of January 2016. So this is brand new. You just launched this website.
Yes. Yeah.
Great. And who is your partner?
Is Balash. We met here in Mallorca Island in a meetup group. For international entrepreneurs, and we had some things in common. We started getting to know each other, but he lives in Brussels.
Okay.
So, the center of Europe.
And how do you each like split the roles or responsibility or skill sets?
Well, actually, right now we are doing almost everything both of us. Like, we want that the both of us know what the business is about, which task, and how long do the task take, so that when we have to start hiring VAs or help, we can delegate better because we know how long it takes. And
makes so sense.
But of course we have similar backgrounds and experience.
Okay.
In what we do, but we have different strengths. And I'm right now more in the content side, and he's more in the customer acquisition.
Got it.
But we both do some templates and design, and we control quality from each other. So.
Yeah, and I guess you keep each other accountable, and it's nice to work as a team and all that.
Right.
Very nice. So
yeah, it's the first time I have a business partner. I was always all by myself, and it's really hard.
Yeah. How is it going having a partner now?
Pretty good.
Great.
Until now, no problems, and everything is positive.
So what were your first steps So you, I mean, when you guys partnered up, did you already have this idea for focusing on coaches, or did you try out different niches, or you know, what were your very first steps?
Actually, I had just started when we met something very similar with a different niche and a different language in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And then we met and we were talking about it and we decided to partner up and yeah, I wasn't since all these years I was most of the time working like in Spain or Spanish markets, like South America, Spain. And I know it can be really hard to sell in those countries online because just we are a few years behind the US in terms of online payments, PayPal, credit cards, and being used to use them online and trust the websites that we can pay our money there.
Yeah.
Like we have that here in Spain, but it's not that usual as in the US. So I wanted and the business partner as well, wanted to leave that out of, so we didn't want that as a variable for the business. So is it not working because in this language or country, people don't have PayPal, for instance, or credit cards?
Yeah.
We didn't want as variable, so we say, okay, English. And then concerning the niche, both of us brainstorm like a list of niches and research them, and we decided to focus on or choose two or three each of us, and then if any of those like were the same, then we would go for that. And
Okay, so your first
each
step
of us
was to
had
find.
coaches.
Got it. So you were each like you started by looking for a niche audience that each of you had some interest or some connection to, and that you both had in common.
Yeah, well, the list of niches, it was all over the place. Like we had dentists, we had, I don't know, authors. But we wanted to find something that we have interest in and that is can be profitable.
Yeah, I think that's really smart, because it's easy to just pick a niche just because there's an opportunity there, but you also need to have an interest in it, because if you're going to really
Yeah.
be committed to this industry for years to come, you know, you have to be able to talk to, in your case, talk to coaches or go to conferences or go to places where coaches are hanging out and really embed yourself. So you kind of settled on coaches. Can you define that? Are you focusing specifically on like business coaches?
Not yet. We thought about it, and we have some friends who are coaches in the US, and they recommend us not to split that up since it's basically two sectors like life coaches and business coaches, so in the big space. And we didn't want to limit our market,
Sure.
and our templates can be useful for a life coach. Or of course, we're trying to develop some templates more appealing to life coaches. Maybe has some health flair or some green flair, for instance,
Yeah.
and then other templates more for the business or executive coaching.
Gotcha.
But who knows? Maybe in the near future we focus on one of them because we know we see, oh, most of the clients we get are just business coaches, so maybe we can focus on them.
Right. Okay, so I guess I just have kind of like one or two more questions for you, and then I want to turn it over to you to ask me questions about, you know, what you guys are working on and you know, what you're challenged with, and you know, as we can talk about next steps.
Sure.
But I mean, can you just give me an idea, like how many customers have signed on so far, and how did you get your very first customers?
Well, as I said, we just launched this week, and we have just started. And yesterday, I think we started with our first blog posts. Since that is one of the questions that I had for you concerning inbound marketing and
okay.
or direct marketing.
Well, I do see these three testimonials on your site. Are those from like beta users or?
Yes, those are like similar in the niche, but done before we launched this business. So I've been doing this, and my partner as well, as a freelancer and as a consultant, like web design.
I see.
So we still have some clients beside our business.
Sure. I see. So these are clients.
Testimonials are from some before the business. Yeah.
Got it. It looks good, and I think that's very smart to at least have some kind of social proof, you know, right from the outset. And I can see here, you know, the three people that you've listed. One is a keynote speaker. One is a nutritional therapist. One is an osteopath coach. So it looks like these three people, even though they might not be specifically coaches per se, they are somewhat related to the coaching.
Yeah. One of them is coach, the therapist, is also the osteopath, is also coach. But yeah, we tried, had more, but started to choose the ones closer to our niche.
Sure. And
soon as we get...
Well, and then just another question, like the platform that you're building these websites on, like are you using WordPress or something else, or how does that work?
We are using Offsprout, which is a white label website builder for companies that do productize web design.
Oh, interesting. I'm not familiar with
like
that one.
We do. And I think the guy who runs it was also in your community, the productize community, because I got to know him there.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
Good to know. So and so your pricing here, it looks like you're charging $19.90 one time setup and launch, and then you have a service plan for $99 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought about having different packages, different prices, but again, that would be getting things more complicated from the beginning, and we wanted something very, very clear and simple.
Yeah.
And
so
maybe sometime in the future we add some other packages, but
yeah. Got it. So, I mean, why don't we turn it over to your questions? I mean, you've just launched, you know, last week. What are the kinds of things that you're thinking about right now or you're challenged with? And any questions?
Yeah, sure. Well, as I said, we just published our first blog post. And one question we have is concerning content marketing versus direct marketing or outbound marketing. Which one should we focus on? Or when launching a business, and you have limited time because right now we still have some clients, family, is it better to write on your own blog or to do guest posts or
do
marketing or do advertisement or both of them?
Yeah, I mean, good questions. You know, I think there's a lot of questions there to kind of unpack, but they're all good. So I think it's good that you're starting the blog and you're getting that rolling. But to be honest, I don't think that the blog and content marketing should be your number one priority at this very, very early stage. I think the number one priority should be to go directly to coaches, and either use warm email outreach, you know, through your contact or like through your network, and see if anybody who you know might be able to introduce you to a coach who might need your services. And then if not that, then just build up lists of coaches to do some cold email outreach. I think that's a really good first step because, I mean, number one, you're going directly to your market, but really it's even less about selling them and more about learning from them. And so if you can line up, you know, 10 conversations just for the purpose of asking them questions and kind of learning about how they manage their website or what they're struggling with when it comes to their website, then you can learn more about how to reach them, how to speak to them, and what to even include in your product and in your service. So that would probably be my first step to look at is doing some direct outreach to coaches. I mean, at the same time, I think it's also good to start up that blogging routine. I know it's very tough to devote the time to it, but you can start, you know, really just with like one or two articles per month. And even start to build up like an evergreen lead magnet. You know, at Audience House, we usually prefer doing an email course, you know, so like best practices for a high converting website for your coaching business, and do like a 5-part email course on that. Now, again, I don't think that should be the very top priority. I think it's so early in your development that what you really need right now more than anything is first clients, you know, first yes. paying clients. So that should be the focus. And I think through asking for referrals from your personal network with some warm email outreach and some cold email outreach, you know, you should at the very least be able to get into, you know, a number of conversations and then kind of take it from there.
Yeah. And related to this, do you know any tools to help find prospects and follow up on the sales funnel?
I would start just by saying that the warm email outreach, I really wouldn't even use any tool other than just regular email. You know, that, I mean, that can just be a matter of making a list of like 20 to 25 people that you know personally, maybe your current clients, industry contacts, anyone that you've networked with, and say, hey, you know, I'm starting this thing called Webs for Coaches. Here's what it's about. We're specifically looking to work with coaches who are looking to market themselves better online. Do you or someone you know happen to know someone who might be in need or it might make sense for me to talk to? You know, that would just be a warm email, like 20 to 25 of those emails sent from Gmail or wherever. And then for cold email outreach, again, just to start small, like I would just build a list of like 50 coaches and again, just use regular email at first just to get a feel for getting into the habit of sending. And then, I mean, beyond that, there are tools. The one that I use sometimes is called quickmail.io. That'll help you like automatically send cold email outreach. My friend Justin McGill runs a service called leadfuse.com, which that can help you create prospecting lists of coaches. Mm-hmm. But I would even just start with doing some like Google searches or finding communities where coaches hang out and do a little bit of manual you know, research and digging into different coaches' websites and seeing like, is this a person that I think would be a good fit for my service? And now this is a very manual, slow, tedious process. Like it's going to take a very long time to go through 20, 30, 50 different coaches' websites and try to dig them up around the internet. But I think at this very early stage, that's a really good exercise to go through because you're going to build a small list, a focused list, of really good prospects, and you're going to learn a lot along the way. And then, you know, later on, like the next phase of this would be to automate it, or to hire a virtual assistant to help with some of that, you know, information gathering. But I think in the beginning, it's perfectly fine to do a lot of this stuff manually.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and now that you talk about that, hiring some help, when is the best time to hire a VA, and should he or she be specialized in one thing, or better an all-arounder who can do many things?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think my approach to it has always been to begin hiring when it starts to get a little bit painful for you. You know, when if you're, I think it's important that in the beginning you do a bunch of these the things yourself, like you and your partner.
Yes.
And figure out, because the more you do it, like the more you're going to learn and refine the process, and you're going to learn, okay, this step doesn't make sense, or it's better to do it in this order and not that order. And so you want to kind of refine and work out those kinks before you start to get it into procedures and then delegate it to someone. But then, you know, at a certain point, maybe it's a few weeks in, maybe it's a few months into it, you'll start to find that, okay, I'm doing this repeatedly, I've got the process down, it's working. Now as the founder, I need to start spending my time elsewhere, like maybe talking to more customers or working on the product, and I can now delegate some of this stuff to a virtual assistant or someone on the team. To your question, like should you seek someone with specialized skills or not? I think it depends on the role. Like there are plenty of general virtual assistants who can be trained, or they already have some skills when it comes to simple things like setting up email newsletters, maybe setting up like a blog post or a page in a website. But for the more technical website setup kind of stuff, or customizing the site or the design or working with images, you might want to find someone with more specific web design skills. And you can still find, you know, virtual assistants who have those kind of skills. Like basic HTML chops would be good, I think. You know, just slightly more technical. And you might pay a little bit more to find someone with those specialized skills. But so for instance, in your case, Webs for Coaches, you'd want to find, when it comes to having someone take over the setting up of someone's website and going through your standard process for that, you'll probably want to find an assistant with HTML or Photoshop or web design experience.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Yeah, but a more general assistant can also help you out with building a list of prospects or sending your email newsletter or that kind of stuff. But again, I think that it's probably not going to be a top priority in the early days.
Yeah. I have another question.
Sure.
What would you do differently if you started again from scratch? No list, no name, no money, but with your current knowledge and experience?
Yeah, so
like right now you're studying audience ops.
Yep. So looking back on Restaurant Engine, which is, you know, pretty similar to this, but it was for restaurants.
Yeah.
One of the things I would have done differently is I wouldn't have spent as much time in the beginning like building out the platform. I think I spent something like 6 months building out our templates and setting up the WordPress system to be able to onboard clients and set up websites and customize them in a really fast and streamlined way. And all of that work paid off later on because it made our process really fast. But in the beginning, I could have got our very first customers much faster if I just kind of set up their websites manually without all the tools that we ended up building. And and like waited until we had 10 or 20 clients before I started investing into building more streamlined tools. That would definitely be one thing. Let's see. I think I would have done a little bit more. Well, this is something that I did in Audience Ops, and I didn't do as much of it in Restaurant Engine. And as I said, I think doing that warm email outreach and then the cold email outreach in the very early months. Like, I didn't do as much of that in the early months of Restaurant Engine. I think I could have done a little bit more of like targeting restaurant owners and finding them and reaching out to them to manually get them onto the service. And in Audience Ops, my very first step was to send a personal email to about 25 people that I know, you know, just telling them what I'm launching and asking if it would make sense for me to talk to them or anyone that they know who would be a good fit. And I think that's what resulted in at least the first three or five clients for Audience Ops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Last question. Any tips to combine like a family developing a productized service and having still some clients or a normal job in some cases?
So you're asking about like balancing the time between starting this on the side and still balancing family and other client work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
where did you find the time? Where, when you started, you had, I think, both. You had the agency, and you were building your restaurant engine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it. You know, to be honest, I was hustling a lot. I didn't have any kids at that time, so that helped. Mm-hmm. But I started waking up really early, and I would devote the very early morning hours to working on Restaurant Engine, because I found that I had the most creative energy and like brain power in the morning than later in the day. And then I would just do the client work a little bit later in the day. That seemed to help a little bit. I also actually started charging more for my client work, which allowed me to take on less clients and still have enough cash flow to kind of fund the development of Restaurant Engine. So, I always kind of gradually increased my rates when I was doing freelance web design over the years, but I think by the time I started Restaurant Engine, I was charging enough that I only needed to have maybe three or four clients a month. And then that allowed me at least a full day or two of time to devote to Restaurant Engine. I mean, the other thing that I did along those same lines is since I increased the rates and I attracted clients with larger budgets for web design work, that allowed me to outsource a lot of the work. So I worked with other contractors, which again then like freed up more of my time to focus on building Restaurant Engine. I mean, it wasn't that simple all the time. I mean, it was definitely a struggle, and it definitely made progress a lot slower, you know. And I think that's just a reality in the first year, but I just kind of took it as like a gradual approach, you know, slowly phasing down the client work and starting to phase up the Restaurant Engine work. I guess I should also mention that as Restaurant Engine started to grow and get closer to replacing my income from freelance work, I made a mistake in that I got a little bit too distracted, and I started taking on other projects and even getting involved in other businesses. And I think in your case, since you have a partner, you're in a really good position to avoid that mistake, because you and your partner can kind of keep each other accountable and keep each other focused. Yes. Focused on this business, Webs for Coaches, it's perfectly fine to take on other client work to help pay the bills and fund your progress. But, you know, I'm sure you'll have 10 other ideas for startups that you can pursue at any time. But I think if you keep each other accountable and staying focused on this one, you know, you'll be much better off.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, just one thing that I'm noticing as I scroll through the site a little bit is I'm seeing a lot of focus on, you know, like what you get this website, you get this done for you in a week, but I'm not seeing a lot of pain points or identifying a problem that coaches have. You know,
yeah.
And like even at the top headline, it's like it says webs for coaches, professional and affordable websites for coaches, done for you in a week. And so here you say you focus on your business while we do the rest for your online presence. So that's starting to get there a little bit, because you know I guess you're making the you're implying that they're busy and they don't want to work on their website, they just want to focus on their business. So that's pretty good. But I think through it, once you have more and more conversations with coaches, you know, you can really find out what the specific pain points are and problems or challenges that they face when it comes to really just marketing their business online. And you can then position, like maybe rewrite some of this copy, some of the headlines and focus more on the benefits and the solutions to those specific problems, and a little bit less on the specific like features.
Yeah, we try to focus on benefits, but I guess we can reward those benefits to also mention the pain points, as you mentioned. Yeah, definitely something in our to-do list.
Yeah, and you know the other thing is you are focused on coaches, so I'd also want to know what is unique about coaches when it comes to their website that they really need to have. Because as I go down to your features, I see a lot of these features like professional design, websites ready to rank, mobile friendly, dedicated support, websites that convert. Like these are things that really just about any website should want, right? Like not specifically coaching websites. So, you know, maybe it's like a customizable consultation form or beautiful coach bio pages, or you know, something that really speaks to something that a coach would really care about.
Yeah. Well, that was one thing that we want to add in the near future, like some maybe online appointments functionalities for coaches. Yeah, it's true. Most of these features would apply to most of the services, consultants, but we wanted to niche it down so that we can reach to them easier.
Yeah.
So yep. We could have said, so we do templates in general. So it's much more difficult to come to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess I would just like to see this. Like if I'm a coach and I'm looking at this, I'm probably going to compare webs for coaches to say something like Squarespace or WordPress. And I'm not seeing a lot of differentiators here. Like I'm seeing like all of the same benefits and the same features are offered in Squarespace. So if your site said, you know, had like specific features that are specifically designed for coaching websites, that would start to make me think like, okay, well, there's something really specialized here that maybe I can't get something that specialized in something like Squarespace. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what we do is we do everything for them concerning the website. Since we try to focus on those people, those coaches that want to grow their business and do what they really like, which is coaching, and not website management or building or something like that.
Yeah.
So we do everything for them, like the website, the maintenance. If they want to update anything, they send it to us and we do it. If they have a blog, they can send it to us and we publish the post. So they don't need to know anything about WordPress, about websites or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's really good. And that's that kind of value proposition certainly worked with Restaurant Engine, but I think you can even do a better job of, like, for instance, the blog posts. You know, you can start to say, like, well, what is the benefit of having, if you're a coach, to have blog posts published? You know, you can start to say, well, all you need to do is share your expertise and we get it up on your website for you. You know, if you start to speak to these specific like the way that coaches are going to think about it in their minds, it's less about the functionality. Yeah. It's more about like the end result for them.
Yes. Yeah, good point.
Cool. So so any other you know, like, questions here that you wanted to cover?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Well,
it was very, very helpful.
Yeah, you know, again, like the site looks really great. It's nice and clean. It's nicely organized. I think you're off to a great start. I think you, like I said, you know, I think it's great that you're already starting off by focusing on a very specific customer, which is really, really important. So the website is Webs for Coaches, and we'll definitely keep in touch and you know let me know in a few months how things are going and give me a progress update.
Sure, we will.
All right,
thanks for having me and your help.
Okay, Carlos. All right, take care.
Thanks for tuning in today. Get all the show notes for this entire season at productizepodcast.com. And to get my free Productize Crash Course, where I share my best strategies for launching and sustaining your Productize service business, head over to productizecourse.com. All right, time to get back to working on the business.